This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. A report commissioned by the UN Security Council says North Korea has not stopped its nuclear and missile programs, violating UN sanctions. The confidential report by a panel of independent experts was submitted to the UN Security Council on Friday. Last week, U.S. officials said Pyongyang appeared to be building new ballistic missiles despite recent warming ties with U.S. President Donald Trump's administration and pledges to denuclearize. At a meeting of Southeast Asian leaders in Singapore, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was asked by reporters about the tensions between Washington and Beijing over trade tariffs.
President Trump inherited an unfair trade regime where American workers and American companies were not treated reciprocally or fairly by the Chinese, and the efforts of the Trump administration are to right that, to correct that, to adjust that. I talked with my Chinese counterpart about that yesterday.
Pompeo continues his Asia tour in Indonesia. Zimbabwe's newly elected president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, is calling on the country to unite after he was declared the narrow winner of the election, while the opposition leader, Nelson Chamisa, says the poll was a fraud and pledges to challenge the result. Mnangagwa pledged to be president for all Zimbabweans and said Chamisa would have a vital role to perform in Zimbabwe's future. A U.S. federal judge has ruled that the Trump administration must resume a program that protects from deportation of young undocumented migrants who were brought to the country illegally as children. The judge also ruled that the U.S. must also accept new applications for the program known as Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. However, U.S. District Judge John Bates stayed his order, giving the government until August 23rd to appeal. This is VOA News. UN officials warn the deadly Ebola virus could be spread by refugees leaving the Democratic Republic of Congo's North Kivu province. Officials are urging neighboring countries to increase surveillance at border crossings. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
More than 100 armed groups are involved in long-standing conflicts in DR Congo's North Kivu province. At least two decades of conflict has displaced more than 1 million of the province's 8 million inhabitants. Peter Salamo is World Health Organization Emergency Response Chief. He tells VOA an additional threat is posed by refugees. He warns some of those fleeing into neighboring Uganda, Tanzania, and Burundi may be taking the infection with them.
So not only do you have the problem of tracking that internal displacement, but then you have the potential exportation of infection across borders.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Authorities in southern Afghanistan say they have lost contact with scores of soldiers after Taliban insurgents assaulted a military base. A regional Afghan National Army spokesman told VOA heavy fighting erupted following the late Friday insurgent offensive in the Chinardo district. An insurgent spokesman claims the multi-pronged Taliban offensive overran the Afghan army base, killing 55 soldiers and capturing six others. The trial of President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, resumes Monday after a week one that featured a display of his opulent lifestyle and testimony about what prosecutors say were years of financial deception. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The most critical moment in the former Trump campaign chairman's financial fraud trial will be week two. That's when longtime associate Rick Gates is expected to testify. He served in a senior role in President Trump's campaign. He's been a key cooperating witness for special counsel Robert Mueller's team after he cut a plea deal. Prosecutors looking to present Gates as Manafort's accomplice in a scheme to evade the IRS and defraud banks. Manafort's defense is looking to blame Gates for any crimes. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Most of the Thai boys rescued from a flooded cave have returned home after spending time in a Buddhist monastery as novice monks. 11 of the Wild Boars youth football team were ordained novices in memory of a diver who died during their rescue. Their 25-year-old coach, who has received monk's orders, will stay on for 3 months. One of the boys did not participate because he is a Christian. For all the news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.